I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
There we are, we finally have a guest on What's for Breakfast, and we are joined here by John McGulkey. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, the most important question here, John, is have you had your breakfast?
I can't get my shoes tied without my breakfast.
Oh, no. So it's that important to you, then?
Yeah, it is.
So what'd you have this morning?
Greek yogurt with raspberries, nuts, and honey.
That sounds good. Where are you calling from, John?
I live in South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
So what is the weather like in South Dakota this morning?
It's a little drizzly this morning.
Oh, it's drizzly. Okay. And what's... And you're obviously yep. in a vehicle moving someplace. Are you on your way?
No, I'm sitting in the parking lot where I work.
Okay. So you told us about your breakfast. Did you have any coffee this morning?
Yeah, I'm drinking coffee right now.
And how do you take your coffee?
Black and dark.
Okay. And do you make that at home, or do you pick that up on your way?
I make it at home. Yeah, I live in a pretty rural part of the state, and if you don't make your coffee, you don't get any.
Right. Now, do you have any kind of special, like, coffee press or a special bean, maybe, that you like to use?
You know, I drink this coffee that has mushroom extracts in it.
Oh.
And I can't remember what the name of it is.
And so what does mushroom extract do to a coffee? I've never heard of that.
Well, it's supposed to... It's just supposed to help your system,
okay.
You know, and help keep you healthy.
Oh,
actually, it's very good coffee. It's really good. I was surprised how good it was when I bought a sample of it, and I ordered it over the internet, and I bought a sample of it, and it was really good, so I ordered some more.
Okay. So can you taste the mushroom in there?
No, I don't think so. I can't.
What part of South Dakota do you live in?
I live in a little town called Stockholm.
And where is...
I don't know if this is... It's do you know where Ortonville is? Ortonville, Minnesota?
Yep, I do.
Ortonville is about 25 miles northeast of where I live.
Okay.
And so do you stream us then, or are you able to pick up one of our signals? No, that's way south.
I stream? I stream it. The way I found out about KAXE was I used to do some contract work, contract engineering for a local phone company up there. And I bumped into you guys on the radio dial one day, and I worked up there off and on for over a period of about 10 years, so whenever I was around there, I always listened to it, and I missed it, and so I joined and started streaming.
Well, thanks. That's awesome.
So we ask everybody, why do you support a little radio station in northern Minnesota?
The reason I do is because it's community radio. It's not... some overblown, it's just simple radio. It's just people talking to people, and that's what I enjoy about it.
Well, we appreciate your... go ahead.
I grew up in the formative years of my life in Minnesota, and I've always missed it. And FAIAX reminds me of that time in my life, and so I just enjoy listening to him.
Well, we appreciate your support.
So, do you know that you get a party?
You're welcome.
Do you know that you get a parting gift for being our guest on What's for Breakfast this morning?
No, I guess I knew that. Yeah.
So. Yeah. You have a choice of one of these two options.
From Homestead Mills.
It's country blend, as John would say, cereal. Or we have Wild Rice pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
So which one would you like, the cereal or the pancakes?
I'm thinking we'll try the pancakes.
All right.
Perfect.
We will alert Homestead Mills, and they will get that out to you.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you so very much for being our guest on What's for Breakfast and saving us this morning.
You bet.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, won't you walk a mile with me, brother? We are friends. Coming back inside.